dance. You are indeed, and sing. It's the happy, 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 happy. That's right, my friends. Better to be happy than unhappy. That's so obvious that I never say it. Here's the less obvious, which I say all the time. The happy make the world better. The unhappy make it worse. That is why we have a happy hour. It's the happy, 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 happy hour. That's right, everybody. Every week at this time, the second hour of the show. And if you don't get to hear all three, that's why you subscribe to Pragertopia. You get all three. $5 a month. Give me a break, folks. If you can't afford it, send us a letter. I will forward it to Alan, and Alan will forward it back to me. Oh, he'll forward it to Sean. That is correct. No, no, it could happen. I'm not kidding. I understand it could happen. It's very rare, but it could happen that you can't afford $5. Anyway, it's great to be with you. The Happiness Hour is broadcast on my show. The second hour of Fridays, this is about the 14th year I am doing it, and it apparently touches a lot of lives, and I intend to do that with it. That's the whole point of it. I'm going to take a huge issue today that I've never discussed before as such. I'm tired of the following that I read regularly and hear regularly from people. They're not taking issue with me. They just say it. For the people who write it are certainly not taking issue with me. This is a very common claim. The following is a very common claim. You can't pursue happiness. It is a byproduct of other things. Now, I have in my book on happiness, titled Happiness is a Serious Problem, that very same idea, that happiness is a byproduct of other things. But people act. Here is the killer. Ready? Are you ready? This is the point. I am champing at the chump, blimping at the cluck. What is the word? Champing at the bit or chumping? Champing. Do we ever use the word champing other than bit? No. I am champing at the bit here. The two ideas are not mutually exclusive. You can pursue happiness, and happiness is indeed a byproduct of other things. So therefore, you pursue the other things. Why don't people think that way? It's like saying, you know, 2 and 2 is 4. On the other hand, please understand, 3 and 3 is 6. So what? The fact that 3 and 3 is 6 is related to 2 and 2 being 4. 3 and 3 are 6 exactly because 2 and 2 are 4. Of course you can pursue happiness. If you couldn't pursue happiness, why is there any book on it? Why is there this show, obviously, every week? Why did they put it in the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Were they stupid? Well, according to most college professors, they were certainly racist, sexist, and I don't know if they thought they were stupid, but certainly midgets compared to the New York Times editorial page. But they're right. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's exact. Of course you could pursue happiness. That's the whole point. This concept of, well, you can't pursue it. It's always a byproduct of other things. It drives me crazy when people who think they're so bright come up with these statements. Now, I don't mind if regular Joe comes out with that statement. The person is preoccupied with running his little business or whatever work he is in. He's got family issues. But when professors of philosophy write these things, or professors of psychology, I really do get annoyed because they're such unclear thinkers. You can't pursue happiness? Oh, really? What, does it fall on top of you? It's absurd. Of course you can. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Is this clear? I really want your reactions because you will be told, especially if someone has gone to graduate school, mostly nonsense about life, mostly. On occasion, like the proverbial broken clock, people with graduate degrees in the social sciences, so-called social sciences, I might add, will come out with a statement of wisdom, but mostly not. So it's I'm finally declaring war on this notion you can't pursue happiness. You bet your... what would you bet? You bet your... what do they say, bottom dollar? So what does that mean, bottom dollar? So if you bet your bottom dollar, that means all the dollars above it are also bet? Is that what betting the bottom dollar means? I love cliches. I really do. Anyway, is that said anymore? Does that date me saying you bet your bottom dollar? Then it is struck from this show. Sorry, Dave. Thank you. Thank you. I brought in the troops. Look at this. Dave, Roland, whew, Tamar. Look at this. Guys, you can pursue happiness. I want to tell you that. Yes, mark my words. People, this is really what cracks me up. There are people writing books on happiness that they want you to buy, and in it, they say you can't pursue happiness. So why would I buy your book, Professor? Well, what's the point? If it's not pursuable, why on God's earth did you write the book to tell me that I can't pursue it? I just spent $19.95 to find out that I shouldn't spend $19.95. So I want you to call it, because I'll bet a lot of you have thought that or heard that. Let's say it is a byproduct, and I have no problem with that. I write that in my book. Oh, I got an explanation here. Hold on. Betting the bottom dollar means the one at the bottom of the stack after all the others are gone.
Let's not get it.
But why? No. I know. No, I'm annoying my producer. My producer does not want me to analyze you. Bet your bottom dollar. I'm sorry. We're having a difference. You're certainly free to say it on air. We have not heard your voice in at least a month. But I don't know if you want to use the monthly intervention for this. It may not be worth it. We don't even have a honey update. What's with the honey updates, by the way? That brings people a lot of happiness. Seriously, does honey bring you happiness?
Absolutely.
There you go. So here you go. All right. This is a perfect example. So here, huh?
We moved off the bottom dollar.
He's happy. He's happy also because we left bottom dollar. Okay, so two things are making him happy. Contemplating honey and moving away from the bottom dollar theory. Fine. No, but I want to take the honey as a perfect example. So the person who says, oh, you can't pursue happiness, it's only a byproduct, but you know that the happiness that's the byproduct of your interest in honey brings you happiness. So obviously, there's no such thing as happiness that is, like, removed from being a byproduct. It's not a thing. Of course, it's a product of something. You have to do something to be happy. I want you to understand it is the founders of this country, the United States of America, to those of you listening abroad, I'm referring to my country, the USA, were right. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that has produced a better society, I might add parenthetically, because we take happiness seriously. The Europeans don't. Europeans find us superficial because of our emphasis on happiness. They're deeper, they feel. And sometimes they are deeper because of their great pursuit of reading, where that exists. I don't know if that's true for the new generation, except the problem is they had depth without moral insight. But I don't want to analyze the difference between America and Europe right now. You are allowed and asked to pursue happiness. But you don't do it just by psychological stuff. You have to do things that bring happiness. And there are things that bring happiness that are filled with pain. I'll talk about that too. 877-243-7776. Are you clear on this? Have you ever heard what I just said? Oh, you can't pursue happiness. It's just a byproduct of other things. Let me know, because this could be life-changing. I want you to pursue it. That's why I have a happiness hour. I'm Dennis Prager. Prager here, the happiness hour. I am making war again. Yes, indeed. Sir Lancelot Prager making war again. Dennis Lancelot. Hopefully it's not Dennis Quixote. That would be sad. It's possible. I'm making war on the notion that you can't pursue happiness. It's silly dilly, folks. It makes no sense. And I'll give you, and by the way, this is not, and a lot of issues on the happiness or not, but this is not a right-left issue. I'll give you an example. Got a big professor of psychology from the left. I happen to know of him. He wouldn't come on the show because I'm on the right. One of the only professors who ever did that, because they love promoting their books. So he's a Harvard guy, and I don't even want to say his name because it's not relevant. Anyway, he has a piece in the New York Times from about 10 years ago, The Futile Pursuit of Happiness. Maybe it's a good thing he didn't come on. Although I would have been as nice to him as I was to Howard Zinn, at least. All right, so that's from the left. Here's from the right. Here is a big pastor writing piece. Don't Pursue Happiness. That's the title of his piece. It's from 2008. And he writes, happiness is not to be attained in this world. To which I would say, boy, God has a lot to atone for. He didn't even give us a chance at happiness, and yet he made us? What kind of idea is that? When religious people depict God in ways that make God look foolish, I really get annoyed. Told you my most heretical religious statement. Want to know what it is? God has common sense. It's a book I'd like to write. Working on my autobiography right now. So I can't do it all. But you have to see. Look, you can look it up on the internet. You could find all the articles, not all, but many of them that tell us you can't pursue happiness. So the theory of the professor, the Harvard professor, is people think that if they buy a new car, they'll be happy. I don't think that there are 5 people in America who think that. These are straw man arguments. Nobody thinks, I will get a new car and then I will be a happy person. What they do, however, have, and I'll tell you where the new car does play a role. The new car plays a role in looking forward. And looking forward to things does increase happiness. And if you're looking forward to the delivery of the new car, that's great. And at a certain point, if it's a 3 or 5 year lease, or you keep it for 10 years, then there will be an increase in your happiness with a new car, and that's quite all right. Why shouldn't there be? There's this notion that material items should play no role in human happiness. Who believes that? There's no, you mean that between an air-conditioned home in a hot climate and a non-air-conditioned home, there's no difference in happiness? That's silly. It's just silly. Why would people want to say that? There are many, many things. There are many things, many people, many experiences that increase our happiness. Increased television watching decreases happiness. Doing what you want all the time decreases happiness. Because we have to fight our wants. Eating is a perfect example. You don't increase happiness by eating everything you want. You decrease happiness over the long term. So, my friends, if indeed we can't pursue happiness, you're wasting your time listening to this hour. The whole premise is that, and if tens of thousands of people who've written in or talked to me personally over the course of 15 or 13 years of broadcasting this and my book, what are they, self-deluding? You know, this really, it really affected me. It really did. I'm a happier person. When I advocate don't have expectations and be grateful, therefore, for everything you have because you don't expect it, that doesn't increase people's happiness. It did me. Am I a fluke? Okay, let's go to your calls. Whenever there's a Denise, I have to take it because I was supposed to be a Denise, came out a boy, and got Dennis. I'm serious. There was no thought given to my name. They wanted a girl. They wanted to name her Denise, and that's why I'm Dennis.
Good morning.
Hi there. What's on your mind?
Well, I think people that think you can't pursue happiness, they're wrong. It's just so sad that they think that. How can you not?
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's just, I wake up every day in a good mood, and, you know, it's because I make a conscious effort to do that, but it's just...
Yes, that's a perfect example, Denise.
And, you know, and part of that, I can attribute a movie made by, well, can I tell you the name of the movie?
Of course.
Okay, a movie came out a long time ago. It was directed by Cameron Crowe. I don't know if he wrote it, but the movie is called Say Anything. And there's a scene with between a brother and a sister, and the sister is just kind of rah, 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 having a crabby day. And he looks at her and he says, "You used to be warped and twisted and hilarious. Why can't you just wake up in a good mood and just be in a good mood?" And it's like, oh, my God, he's right.
Yeah, that's great. Now I want to see the movie. Alan, should I see the movie? Ah, wow. Alan says it's a wonderful film, and the guy teaches at the American Film Institute. You use that film a lot? Say Anything. Sue? Mark that down. Let's stream it or Blu-ray it or video it or DVD it or there are so many options now. You know, we can get it in Braille. That's right. Soon that'll be possible. Braille film. I don't know exactly how, but my blind listeners will tell me. And I have a lot of blind listeners because I don't have to compete with TV with my blind listeners. You lucky people. You are not subjected to television. Yes, how about that, folks? Is it not pursuing happiness to know that behavior leads to mood? That if you act happy, you'll feel happier? Huh? Why is that not a form of pursuit of happiness? Oh, and yet I'm telling you, this is what comes out of Harvard. Not only, I mean, there are good things that do too, but this is a... famous professor who writes on happiness. You are listening to the Happiness Hour, and I'll make you happier in LA area. I'm speaking on a Sunday. Go to DennisPrager.com. Where's Dennis?
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you sing to one smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears. everything.
Hello, my friends. Dennis Prager here, and this is the Happiness Hour, second hour of my show every Friday.
Comes and goes in a minute.
I've finally had it up to here. You can't see where the here is, but you can imagine. With this argument that I read so often by people who feel that they're very deep when they say this. This is one of those statements that is really I am deeper than most. You can't pursue happiness. It's only available as a byproduct of other things. They don't realize that part two is unrelated to part one. It's a true non sequitur. Of course, happiness is a byproduct of other things. What else could it be? Really, what else could it possibly be? Is it a lamppost? I marvel at the lack of depth of thought in that statement. Well, if it's a byproduct of other things, whoever made the statement, why not pursue the other things that bring you happiness? Then aren't you pursuing happiness? That's like saying, I mean, and it's actually, the analogy is not as strong as the silliness of this, but there's no such thing as a touchdown. It's only the byproduct of plays. Well, of course, that's right. It's called running and passing. That is correct. There's no such thing as a touchdown without having it as a byproduct of other things called good plays. Okay. So, yes, of course you can pursue happiness. Every noble thing can be pursued. Let's go to more of your calls, obviously, and we'll begin in Houston, Texas, and Michelle. Hello, Michelle. Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
I just wanted to start off by telling you that your pursuit of clarity has helped me greatly.
Good. You made my day.
I learned a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
So I was just calling because I had an experience when I was newly married, and my husband chose a career path that was going to take him away from home for long periods of time. And so there we are, newlyweds, and I'm alone a lot. And I had to decide. I had to make a conscious decision, just like your earlier caller said. Am I going to just wallow in this, or am I going to do something? And so I decided, well, I'm going to do something about this. And so I just decided to find some hobbies to take up that time when he wasn't going to be there. And made me, you know, much less lonely and a better path.
Are you still married?
Absolutely.
And how is the marriage?
Well, we're very happily married, and he's still gone a lot, but it's for a different career now.
I really like you. I do. I love your laugh. I love your attitude. You understand, when I say I'm at war with something, I mean it. You have to understand how awful the advice that you can't pursue happiness is, how destructive it is. It renders people passive. Well, if I can't pursue happiness, then why bother doing X, or why should I try to be in a good mood? Right? Why should I try to change my attitude? I can't pursue happiness. Everything is futile. But hey, a professor of psychology says this. You know who say these things? People who are hyper-sophisticated and the unhappy. I cannot believe that an essentially happy person would ever say that. I have pursued it zealously, and that's the only reason that I am. Because, like every one of you, or 99.2% of you, I've had a lot of pain in my life. So I am a living example of the need and the efficacy of pursuit of happiness. You're listening to the Happiness Hour on the Dennis Prager Show.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
And the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing.
When you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through.
Shining through.
When you're crying.
When you're crying.
You bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the whole world smiles with you. All right, I'm hearing all the reactions. Keep your day job. That hurts. I'm hearing it. I hear it from across the country. Across the fruited plain. I'm Dennis Prager. This is the Happiness Hour. And it's meant to be a life changer. And if you take what, if you agree with me and, or if I have made you rethink this, then it is a life-changing idea. You're going to be told by people who have many degrees or who have agendas and who don't think clearly that you can't pursue happiness. And then they will prove their point and it will sound so intoxicating because, after all, it's only a byproduct of other things, as if the two are in some way mutually exclusive. Of course it's a byproduct of other things. So you pursue the things that give you happiness as a byproduct. It's true for everything. Do you know that, how's this, fruit trees are only a byproduct of planting seeds? So it's like saying you can't pursue fruit trees because they're only a byproduct of seeds. So plant the seeds. Oh, yes. Let's go to more of your calls. Warren, Michigan, Mike. Thank you for calling, Mike.
Hello, Dad.
Hi.
Yes, you are so right, and you are the one shining light in the world of people who have gone to college above community college. I swear, Dennis, every person I've talked to that has an advanced education is the least connected, never logical, practical, and hardly clear in any argument.
Oh, no. If you have gotten a graduate degree in America in the last 50 years in the social sciences and are wise, it is despite the fact that you got the degree, not because of it.
Oh, that is certainly true. And that argument about a byproduct, happiness is a byproduct, everything's a byproduct of something.
Yes, exactly.
How ridiculous to not pursue something that gives a better result. It's like physics, action and reaction. I choose to respond instead of to react, so I choose to react to respond in a happy fashion about things that come to me in a negative way, so I'm a more happy person all the time.
Well, and what is your particular challenge?
Well, I was born with a spine disorder that causes pain, and I have not had a pain-free day since I was about 23 years old. And not too long ago, I got hit head-on by a van while I was riding my motorcycle. And that never fares well for the rider. So every day I hurt, but I'm fertilizing the grass from the top side of the ground, and that's a pretty darn good reason to start out being happy.
I salute you. Are you working?
Yes, actually, I'm a realtor in Michigan. I'm selling real estate.
You know how I know you're a realtor?
How is that?
Because everyone who isn't says realtor.
That's correct.
Thank you. Woo, what was that? I pressed the wrong button. I pressed another wrong button. Okay. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, thank you, Mike. That was a great call. Although I would say to a guy who already had spine pain, maybe motorcycle driving was not the wisest choice. And I say with pain because I want people to enjoy their motorcycles. But anyway, I love his attitude and so on. So, by the way, I am a big lover of proper English. It's not realtor. It's realtor, as in real estate. Just remember the word real, and then you'll realize they're realtors. Okay. We go to Colorado Springs, and everybody knows what state that's in. So how's your marijuana, Dan?
Oh, you got to love it, you know. You know, they're not angry people, but they'll shoot each other at their 420 rallies. You know, Dennis, I disagree in a little bit. I think it's a lot easier to accept happiness, but people work hard to to be unhappy. I have a spouse and a mother-in-law that just look for reasons to be
well,
upset.
You know, that was one of the biggest revelations to me and the saddest in my all these years of talking to callers about happiness. There are people who don't want to be happy. And it's like telling me there are people who don't want to be, you know, physically healthy. How could that be? But I think you're right.
Yeah, it's interesting. I couldn't agree with your last caller more. I wake up every day thankful that I'm on the right side of the grass. And if you've got, if I set crazy goals, well, maybe it would be harder. But small things mean a lot.
That's right. We did a great show on the small things. I am curious. So you're an example of a non-moody married to a moody, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Several months ago,
came up with the terminology of dour personality.
Who came up with the terminology of dour person?
You were asking about words to describe people, and I called in with dour.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I do remember it actually. I'm curious. Does your wife resent your happiness?
Oh yeah.
I knew it. I'm telling you, I have this down to an art, to a science.
I'm so angry that I can just not.
Yes.
I don't react the same way to difficulty that she does.
That's correct. Oh, it's very sad, and her mother is like that too. You said.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think it's in some ways it's a learned response.
How many days a year? And I'm truly, I have no agenda. I am just wanting to learn. And maybe it's an unfair question, but how many days of the year are happy with your wife?
Am I happy with my wife?
Does
my wife express happiness?
Both.
Oh, it's under 10% of the time.
Okay.
It's a sad existence, but it's her existence, and I just try and support her in it.
Well, God bless you. I don't know how to reach the people who don't want to be happy. That's another reason I'm so angry at those who tell you you can't pursue happiness. Because it reinforces the dead end in which too many unhappy people exist. Oh, well, if I can't pursue it, don't bug me. Let me just be moody and grouchy. You're listening to The Dennis Prager Show.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Final segment of this episode, no, not episode, of this edition. Thank you. I knew it started with an E, and that's as close as I got to the correct word. Of this edition of the Happiness Hour, and I have finally decided to do an hour on this because I just keep reading this and it drives me nuts. You can't pursue happiness. It's only a byproduct of other things. Of course it's a byproduct of other things. So you pursue the other things to get happy. Okay. Shannon in Sacramento, California. Hi, Dennis Prager. Hello.
Hi.
Shannon.
Hey, I think this argument against happiness is...
Against the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, against the pursuit of happiness is part of the argument against human beings having free will. If you can't do anything proactive in your life to control your situation, then there's no reason for you to pursue happiness. There's no reason for you to do any of that stuff. And they tend to use the reverse against people, too. Well, you can't pursue happiness, so how can you pursue anything else in your life?
Very good. I agree with you. That's right. I think that, well, a lot of the people, the professors writing against this, don't believe this free will. So you're entirely right. And it corresponds to how they think. Steve in Madeira Beach, Florida. Hello. Is it Madeira or Madeiro?
No, it's Madeira.
All right.
The wine.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, Dennis. This is a great subject. And when I was a little younger, a lot younger, as a matter of fact, I just had a negative attitude about people and about things because of so many things that were happening in my life that I thought I had no control over. And but God bless the Chabad Center that I found. I found a beautiful rabbi. And
in a nutshell, what did he say to you?
Well, he said, think well and it will be well. That was his Rebbetzin's mantra. And
it worked. Okay, look, I love that. And I really do love it. I wish we had more time. I wish I had more time to all of you. I had a great Twin Cities call in San Antonio and Atlanta. And anyway, I just obviously couldn't take everybody. But please understand, of course you can pursue happiness. And the founders were right. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A reminder, I try to tell you, because I don't speak, believe it or not, though I live here, I don't speak here as often as I speak around the country, but I'm speaking this Sunday on a hugely significant subject. Go to Where's Dennis at DennisPrager.com and now call in on any subject under the sun.